I'm Savannah Foster, and this is Savannah Gets the Scoop, where I interview your favorite people in sports and get them to answer some of our burning questions like, what's your favorite sushi roll? And what are you currently binging on Netflix? Let's get to it. Hi, everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. I'm so excited to bring in one of my very dear friends, one of my favorite clients, Tajay Sharp. Hey, Tajay, how's it going today?
That was good. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for making the time.
Look, I appreciate you so much. You know, it's an honor.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to have you.
So, yes, man. Let's do it.
Let's just dive right in.
So let's do it.
You're born and raised in Jersey. Went to UMass, drafted by the Titans, and played with the Vikings, the Chiefs, and now the Falcons. What has been your most memorable experience in any of those cities so far?
So I can say this, you know, since I was drafted, you know, in Tennessee, you know, they'll always have a special place in my heart just because, you know, they was the first, you know, the first team to, you know, help my dreams come true and, you know, be able to play in the National Football League. So, you know, Tennessee is going to always be dear to my heart. And then I went to Minnesota. Minnesota was cool, but I didn't really get a chance to, you know, really experience like the city and everything, you know, because that was like right in the middle of COVID. So, yeah, that was that. And then Kansas City was cool too. I like Kansas City, has some real good food. But you know, like I said, with COVID and everything, didn't really get a chance to do too much. Kind of just stayed in the room, you know, after practice and that was it. But, you know, now I'm in Atlanta and I'm loving everything about Atlanta so far. I've been out here, maybe like two or three times before this and, you know, it was just like vacation and things like that. But you know, I'm playing in the city now, so I'm kind of getting a chance to, you know, learn my way around and, you know, see different things that I didn't see before. You know, the weather is great and, you know, the team has been awesome. So, you know, I'm loving everything about it right now. So I don't have no complaints.
Yeah, oh, I love that. You mentioned food in Kansas City. I have to agree with you. It's one of my favorite stops as I go around the country to different games because, you know, I think they're famous for barbecue. But what are some of the best spots you went to eat whenever you had your time in Kansas City?
Yeah, the barbecue is amazing. I actually don't remember like the specific name of like the best barbecue spot I had, but somebody out there told me to get one specific spot. I went there and it was amazing. Like it was so good. Oh, man, I'm so mad I can't remember the name. But it was also some other good, you know, food spots out there, too. You're going to kill me. I can't think of anything right now. But the food is amazing. So if you ever stop by Kansas City or through, you definitely got to check out the barbecue. Any food you get, you won't be disappointed. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for you to have this new opportunity in Atlanta, of course, for a lot of different reasons. But I think, you know, you're going to be a great culture fit there, too, all around. You know, the people are incredible there in the South. The food's great. There's lots to do. What are you most looking forward to as you prepare for this season?
Well, I'm most thankful for the, you know, just having another opportunity, you know, after kind of, you know, bouncing around a little bit after I left Tennessee. And it's, you know, it's a blessing to, you know, just get another chance to, you know, continue to do what I love to do. And the head coach here, Arthur Smith, he was previously the tight ends coach in Tennessee while I was there. And my last year, he was the offensive coordinator. So, you know, it was great to be back here with him, get to reunite with him and, you know, kind of just see his growth and his progress, you know, coming from, you know, just being a tight ends coach, then to moving up to an offensive coordinator and now a head coach. You know, so that's been amazing. So I'm just thankful and blessed for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm just most excited to just get back on the field and, you know, kind of just show my skill set and what I can do. You know, so it's been like a year or two since I actually, you know, been on the field and in games and being able to make catches and things like that. So I'm just excited about the opportunity all the way around and, you know, just trying to make the most of it.
Yeah. What have you been doing this off season to keep your body right and keep your route sharp and all that?
Yeah, just going crazy, working out every single day, you know, doing things like, you know, after my workouts, trying to eat right and, you know, going back to wherever I'm staying at and stretching, you know, hitting a hot tub, cold tub, things like that. Just doing any little thing that, you know, I feel like can, you know, help me in my career because that's one of the first thing I learned, you know, coming in as a rookie. I seen guys like, you know, Harry Douglas and Andre Johnson, Delanie Walker. You know, after practice, they will be, you know, in the cold tubs, in the hot tub, you know, doing contrast baths and a whole bunch of things. And I'm just sitting back watching them like, man, you know, this is why they were able to play in this league so long. because you have to invest in your body. That's the most important part. You know, so I just try to do anything I can, get massages and, you know, things like that. So, you know, for young guys coming in, that I'm able to be around, that's one thing I tell them that's, you know, very important, is to take care of their body. Cause you know, when you're young, you're feeling good and, you know, you think you're invincible, nothing is wrong, but you know, later down the line, it's definitely going to catch up with you. So, you know, the older guys that I was, you know, blessed to be around, that's one thing that I seen from them. So I just want to pass that on to other young guys that I come across too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you mentioned Harry Douglas. You know, obviously I went to college with Harry back in the day, so I've known him for a very long time. Have you stayed in touch with him throughout your time and now that you're in Atlanta?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's really like he's really like a big brother to me. You know, ever since we first met in Tennessee, you know, we kind of just clicked. You know, his energy is amazing. You know, he's an amazing person. You know, he has kids now. I know he's a great father, you know, great husband. So he's just a guy that, you know, I can kind of look to. You know, for advice, you know, I could go to him for advice and I can just, you know, just watch his actions and, you know, kind of see how I can make myself a better person. You know, so we definitely been in touch. You know, when I told him that, you know, I was coming to Atlanta to play with the Falcons, you know, he almost jumped through the phone. He was so excited. And it's crazy because right now, too, I have his old number, 83. So, oh, wow. You know, he was I told him I got to get out of that as soon as I can, though. But he was so happy. He was happy, man. He's happy for me. And he actually told me he'll be at the practice tomorrow. So he'll get a chance to be around us, be around the guys. And I haven't been able to, you know, get a chance to see him yet while I've been out here. So I'll be able to see him for the first time in a while. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's great. I heard he's kind of the unofficial Mr. Atlanta. So I'm sure he'll be able to show you around as well.
For sure. For sure.
Well, and you touched on it just a little bit, you know, having kids. Obviously, mm-hmm. You're a girl dad. What is it like being a girl dad? Like, what's the most challenging parts of it? What are the most rewarding? What do you love about it the most?
Being a girl dad, man, it's amazing, you know, being a dad in general. And I was kind of lucky, you know, when I had my first daughter, Jordan, it was my second season. And, you know, unfortunately, I was out the whole season. I had broke my foot. But it gave me a chance to, you know, be able to be there for, you know, her birth. And I was able to be at home with her instead of, you know, having to be at practice and everything. So I guess it was kind of a, you know, a blessing in disguise. But, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling just to know that you have a little person that, you know, looks up to everything that you do. You know, they're watching you every second, who loves you unconditionally. They don't, you know, they don't care about, you know, none of the outside noise. They, you know, they don't care that you're in the NFL or anything. You're just dad to them, you know? So it's just amazing just being able to watch them grow up and just kind of for them to show you their personality and, you know, who they are. It's just amazing to see. And, you know, I would say the most challenging part for me is going to be when they, you know, grow a little bit older, you know, getting into boys and things like that. You know, that's going to be a big challenge for me. I know it is, but, you know, it's just an amazing feeling. And, you know, I had my second daughter, London, and she's 1 year old now. My oldest, Jordan, she's 3. So just watching them grow up together, you know, having fun, you know, all day and fighting and playing and stuff all day, running around. It's just an amazing feeling just to watch them grow, you know, and I couldn't be luckier. But, you know, I'm going to say this. I have to have me a boy sooner or later. I have to.
Yeah, no, and I think you're being super humble too, because your girls are so smart. I mean, just like incredibly smart. I remember watching videos of Jordan when she was really, really little and her speech, and I feel like she's always been very advanced. Can you speak to that a little bit? You know, I'm sure it's a testament to you guys working hard with her at home, but what do you do to try to kind of harness that that creativity in her?
Yeah, so Jordy, man, she was definitely way more advanced than any other, you know, little kid that I've been around that I've seen. You know, at 1 year old, you know, she started walking and she started talking and saying words and, you know, putting sentences together. And I'm just like, man, this little girl she's something else, because I remember seeing videos of myself when I was that age. I'm like, man, I was nowhere near, you know, this advanced like she is now. And it was crazy because I remember her first word, it was actually touchdown. And she was saying that. Yeah, she was saying that when she was like 1 year old. And, you know, we would give her like a little paper napkin and, you know, tell her to, Jordy, go throw it in the garbage. And she really, you know, had the, you know, understanding to take it and really go throw it in the garbage, you know, at 1 year old, just little stuff like that. I'm like, man, this little girl, she's advanced. You know, so we kind of, just wanted to work with her to, you know, get her even more on another level. So she watches YouTube all day, you know, watches, you know, stuff to help her learn, you know, count her numbers and things like that. And it's crazy because London, she's honestly nowhere near where Jordan was at, like as far as like her speech and anything. She's 1 year old now, and she could just say dada, like she says daddy, that's it. She doesn't want to say anything else, but she was walking before Jordan was. She was walking at around like 10 months, and Jordy started walking like a month after her first birthday. But yeah, it's just amazing to see. You know, I joke with Atiana all the time, and I tell her that, you know, she get that side from me, you know, being all extra smart and everything, you know. You know, but it's definitely exciting to see. You know, it's fun to watch, like I said, just watching them grow up and kind of just see, you know, the type of, you know, the little person that they're growing into. It's just amazing to see. So, you know, whatever, you know, they put their mind to and they want to do, you know, I just want to be there for them to, you know, just to help them in, you know, any area. You know, just be there for them no matter what. So, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you're a great dad. So obviously Jordan, we know, is super smart and very advanced. What is London into these days? What's her personality like? Because I haven't had the opportunity to get to meet her.
Right. Yeah. London, she's like my little twin. That's my twin. She definitely acts like me. She's so funny because she's the mean one, actually. She walks around with the mean mug on her face all the time. And, you know,
does Romy. It must be the second kid thing.
yeah, the second kid is something about him. So, yeah, she's definitely the mean one, but she's also very smart as well. You know, she's not talking like Jordan was at that age, but, you know, if you tell her to do something, you know, she understands it. You know, it still surprises me. You'll tell her to, you know, something small, like, and she'll be able to understand it and do it. I'm like, how do you even know what that means? Like, you know, yeah, it's just little stuff like that. But she's amazing. She's the best. I love her as well. She, like I said, she's the mean one. So, you know, she kind of bullies Jordan a little bit. You know, she hits her and everything. And, you know, Jordan's the sweetheart. So she doesn't want to hit her back and nothing like that. I'm like, Jordy, you can't just let her just hit you all day. You got to move or something, like, you know. But, okay. You know. Yeah, but it's definitely amazing, though. You know, both my babies, man, they're growing up too fast. I wish they just slow down a little bit, because these are the fun years for me. I don't really look forward to, you know, getting into middle school and everything and, you know, getting into all that type of stuff. I want them to stay, you know, 1 and 3 forever, you know, so that's just the daddy in me. But, you know, like I said, it's just amazing to see, and the love is, you know, unconditional. So it's all good.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. And I know you're super close to your entire family. What has it been like experiencing this level of success in the NFL with your entire family right behind you and beside you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. And, you know, honestly, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, you know, without the support of my family. You know, that definitely goes a long way, you know, going all the way back to, you know, when I was in, you know, diapers, and when I first started playing the sport, you know, all the way up, you know, through high school and college, they're taking road trips and coming up to, you know, all the home games, you know, playing in Massachusetts. It wasn't too bad of a drive for them, you know, so they was able to make certain games, and they would make sure they come to every game that they could drive to. You know, just being there, if I need to talk, you know, just to call them, whatever I'm going through, you know, just anything that I need. So, you know, I definitely think that you need a strong support system to have success. You can't do everything by yourself. You know, even though you're the one who has to, you know, put in the work and, you know, actually make things happen, your support system is so important, man. And, you know, I just, you know, thank my parents and, you know, my family for always being there for me. And, you know, it's definitely a great feeling just to know that, you know, the people that you came up with and who raised you, that they have your back 100%. It definitely makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, I love all that. And let's shift gears just a little bit. So can you tell me, who is Sho, and where did Sho come from? I'm curious.
All right. So Sho, that's my nickname. That's kind of like my little alter ego, you know, I call it. But that all started back in high school. And it's shorter for Showtime. And my dad gave me that nickname because in high school, he said I always have my best games, you know, when the lights were the brightest. You know, I have my best games and the biggest games. So he started calling me Showtime. And then, you know, as I got older, you know, it kind of just turned into Sho. And that's also what I go by as far as, you know, when I'm making music and rapping and things like that, I go by Sho. So, you know, that's kind of like my little alter ego.
Yeah. Well, you touched on it too. Music, I know, is a huge passion of yours, and you put out some really great stuff. Where do you get your inspiration and your creativity for all of those things that you've been creating?
Yeah, I think it's just something in me that, you know, I just kind of have a love for it and a passion for it. You know, I first found out that I really love music my freshman year of college. Because, you know, as the football team, we're up there in the summertime before anybody else is on campus. So after we do our workouts and everything, we're just in the dorm rooms, you know, just doing nothing the rest of the day, you know, playing video games and stuff. So, you know, one day I just I bought a mic and I had my laptop with GarageBand and, you know, I set everything up and I just started messing around with it. And I seen that, you know, I had something, you know, I could do a little bit with it and, you know, I was okay with it. So, and then it was fun to me too. So I just was like, man, I'm gonna just keep going with it and see where it goes. So, you know, as I continued to, you know, do it over the years and you know, I just my love for it grew. And I just started, you know, finding new sounds, finding, you know, new ways how to use my voice. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, I could do something with it. You know, I wasn't just doing it, you know, just because. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like football. I had the love for it. You know, I'm gonna try to be the best that I can, you know, every time I step on the field. So it's kind of like that too when I'm making music. I want to be the best that I can be. And, you know, because you never know where it could take you, you know. I just don't want to, you know, hold anything back. I want to, you know, do everything that I want to do while I'm here on this earth. You shouldn't hold anything back. So I just said, you know, I might as well go for it and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah. And how important is it to you to have that outlet, you know, something a little bit off of your day-to-day job to be able to, you know, kind of decompress and put a little bit of energy into something else? How important is that to you?
I think that's very important. Just for the simple fact, it gives you kind of just another way to express yourself. Because you know, as a professional athlete, especially, you know, like from a fan's perspective, they can kind of, you know, put us in a certain box and and kind of just, you know, try to keep us there, like, oh, he's only a, you know, NFL player, so he all he does is play football. But you know, we're humans just like anybody else. We have feelings and we go through things. We go through the same things that, you know, a normal person would go through. And you know, I feel like it's just another outlet, another way for me to express myself and, you know, have however I'm feeling that day that I make a certain song or, you know, anything like that. It just gives me another outlet, another, you know, another way to I guess show a different side of myself. And you know, it's art, you know. So I feel that is very important, you know, whether it's, you know, like you know, playing golf or whether you like to draw or whatever it may be, whatever can, you know, kind of take your mind off you know, the main thing that you're doing to kind of, you know, just give you a certain type of relief or just another way to express yourself and who you are. Just to show people, especially the fans, that, you know, we're not just, you know, football players or basketball players or whatever it may be. You know, we don't just do that, you know, 100% of our day. You know, we're human beings. We do everything else just like you. We just happen to be on a certain pedestal, and they hold us, you know, to a higher standard than they do, you know, the regular person, which is cool. You know, that's what we signed up for. But, you know, it's just a kind of another way to just show people that, you know, we're human too, and you know, we do other things than besides our professional job.
Yeah, and multidimensional.
Right,
Well,
exactly.
when can we expect some new music to be dropping?
Oh, it's crazy you asked me that. I actually have a new tape dropping this Sunday, June 6th.
Okay, everybody be
Yeah.
tuning in. Where can we find it? Where can everybody download it?
You can stream it every it's gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be Apple Music, you know, Tidal, Spotify, all streaming platforms, whatever you use to listen to music, it'll be up there. So go check that out. It's called Overtime by Show. June 6th, this Sunday, is going down.
It's going down. I love it. Well, I know you have plenty of things to be doing, and I so appreciate you taking time out of your day. So I'm going to hit you with this last little fast questions here. So just answer quickly the first thing that comes to your mind on these, okay? No pressure at all.
Got you.
All right. The best rapper of all time.
Jay-Z.
Your favorite current artist.
Meek Mill.
Your favorite vacation destination.
Ooh, Miami.
Favorite restaurant?
Ooh, that's hard. Whoo, Kane Prom.
Your favorite TV show?
Martin.
Oh, Martin. Okay, I like that. I know you're going to say
Yeah.
something maybe a little bit more current, but I like that one.
Martin, that's my go-to.
I love it. Okay. And then the last question, what is your a piece of advice to the next generation?
Piece of advice, I would just say to trust your process. It's kind of hard nowadays with, like social media and everything, with everybody, kind of flaunting, what they have and their possessions, but just kind of just to run your own race, not to look left and right. Because everybody has their own path. So whatever your path is, just embrace it and make the most of it.
Oh, I love that. That's a great way to end this. So thank you again so much for your time. I so appreciate you.
Sav, I thank you so much. I appreciate you for everything. You know how we rocking.
Yep, I love it. All right. Well, thanks again. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.